I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
It's time for science and technology news here on the News at 7. I'm James Bean. This main home can stay 70 degrees without a furnace, even when it's freezing outside. What if you could design a home that on a cold day in January would stay at 70 degrees inside without running the furnace, or even having a furnace? It's already being done. In fact, what's known as the passive house concept came to the United States back in 2006 and is being used more and more to construct buildings throughout the U.S. It's 31 degrees outside when Patrick McCunney greets a reporter on the porch of his newly built passive house. He moved to Maine from Philadelphia with his wife Madeline Mackle and their two young daughters a little over a year ago, and the couple says that they decided to build the 1,500-square-foot, two-story New England farmhouse-style home, knowing that they would save money on energy over time. While it was 31 degrees outside, the inside was much cozier. It's about 70 degrees in here, McCunney, who is a mechanical engineer, says. And once you set that temperature, the house, because of its airtightness and amount of insulation, it maintains that temperature pretty efficiently. Unquote. And do they have a furnace? No furnace, he adds, just this small little heat pump, which of course can also be switched to cooling mode and be an air conditioner in the warmer months of the year. Relying a lot on the sun to heat, which in the winter is quite amazing, he also adds. The sun streams in through a wall of windows on the south side of the home and onto a rooftop solar array that McCunney says on bright days will generate four times as much energy as the house actually needs. That means that the only heat or electricity bill they pay in the winter is the connection fee to Central Maine Power, about $13 a month. We wanted it to be a sustainable design and materials, and the fact that we only have to pay $13 a month for our connection fee is just an added bonus, Mackle says. McCunney adds, also with the passive home, you're severing yourself from the volatility of the energy world and what that brings, and unknowns as we enter into this new warming planet, and sort of provide some buffer against that chaos, unquote. The builder of this passive house, Alan Gibson of the Belfast-based firm GeoLogic, says he co-founded the company specifically to specialize in passive structures that would appeal to buyers seeking energy efficiency. Absolutely, along with other benefits, including comfort and resilience and durability, come along with it, he says. It's just that first cost issue is what everyone stumbles on. Unquote. Passive homes, Gibson says, cost about 10% more to build than conventional structures, simply because they have more stuff in them. There's more insulation, there's more care given to make sure they are airtight, there's the ventilation system, there's better windows and doors, and people have a hard time getting beyond that, even though we can show them pretty easily that the economic payback is there, he says. So let's look at the math. Say a conventional single-family home that's up to code costs $400,000. A similar passive house would run about $40,000 more. Most of that extra cost goes into the 15-inch thick walls with multiple layers of insulation and high-performance triple-glazed windows and doors and a ventilation system, which is critical in an airtight building to allow it and its inhabitants to breathe. Gibson says it's designed to bring in fresh air from outside, but retain much of the heat. And it has a heat exchanger in it that recovers almost all of the heat that's being sent out and transfers that heat energy to the incoming air, he says. So your incoming air is not 20 degrees. If it's 20 degrees outside, it's warmed up to about 65, unquote. And Gibson says, in addition to the huge reduction in carbon emissions from not burning fossil fuels for heat, Geologic's passive homes are constructed of wood and agricultural-based materials that are carbon-friendly. And there are a growing number of larger passive buildings in Maine, including the 218,000-square-foot Portland residence hall under construction at the University of Southern Maine, which will be the second largest passive house university building in the country. Rather amazing. I have a feeling that $40,000 of extra cost will soon be made up by not paying money to heat your home in the winter. You know, you have all this electricity and efficiency and don't even have a furnace. So that's rather amazing. Rather amazing. I'm looking at a photo of this home. It's black on the outside. Now, of course, black absorbs more heat from the sun, and that would make it slightly warmer as well in the winter months. What goes on in the summer? This article doesn't say, does it? What goes on during the summer? But they do have a heat pump, which in cooling mode is an air conditioner, and they probably can blow out the warm air and, you know, maybe block the windows to the southern side, and so you don't have a burning hot sun come in. So I'm sure they manage in the summer months as well. For Science and Technology News, I'm James Bean.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.